It's Coast 93.1. Okay, we're getting a couple calls lined up here about this whole blown off thing, about the made up, she found the hair extensions and the fake eyelashes all over the place the morning after, and he was like, I don't know how I feel about that, blah, 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 blowing you off. So I'm sure this is a topic of conversation for Emily and Carrie, who are in the car right now. Met them yesterday out at Spectrum, and I know they listen to us and discuss in depth blown off. So thank you for listening, gals, and nice to meet you. And let's get to these calls. 79 Coast. I'm really curious if we can find someone. We were talking about the whole natural woman thing.
Right.
Does your guy want you to be more of a natural woman? Is there anyone listening who toned down the makeup for their guy? Sounds like that's kind of what the guy in Blown Off wanted. Let's get your take, Kelly.
You know what? I feel bad for the girl. I wear hair extensions and eyelashes, but when I'm at home with my guy, there are no hair extensions, no eyelashes, and my hair is twisted up in a bun.
Right.
But when we go out, you know.
Does he like seeing you get all gussied up?
Yeah.
How old am I that I say gussied up?
Right.
He likes it when I'm not wearing any makeup and first thing in the morning, too.
Okay, Nicole?
I'm sitting in the car with my son, who's 11, and we both listened to the conversation that just happened. And my son, Peter, kept saying, "Whose side are you on, Mom? Whose side are you on?" It's not about being on someone's side, but I hope that both of these, that man and woman, are both still listening. I wouldn't change what I do for anybody, and I say that, but at the same time, you know, my husband told me once that when I get a manicure, he thinks that I look more put together. And I'm glad to get manicures because I like them anyway. So, heck,
right.
If that's a reason to do it, you know, to get one more often, great. But I want to put the reminder out there that if the girl hadn't worn hair extensions and fake eyelashes, the guy probably wouldn't have woken up with her the next morning because his complaint would have been that she's not put together enough.
Right,
so
right, yeah.
And I don't mean that just against men. I think it's a mutual thing. I think that we all just are looking for something so natural or so done up or so, like, just go with it. Like, there's a reason why you ended up in her bed the next morning.
Right.
So, but thanks for listening, and don't change who you are.
What's your kid's name?
His name is Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hello. Have a good day, guys.
All right, have a good morning, guys.
Okay, bye.
I love that. Peter's getting a wide education this morning on the way to school. Hey, Casey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, what's your take on this whole makeup thing, the guy who wants a more natural woman?
I mean, I feel bad for the girl, but I married a guy, and during my makeup trial for my wedding, I had to have her do it multiple times because I had to ask for less and less makeup because that's what he wanted, and I appreciate that because, I mean, I took it into consideration, and it was rough to get a good balance, but he wants less makeup, so...
Huh.
I feel bad for her, but...
So I feel two different ways about that. I can't figure out how I feel. It seems kind of controlling. Like,
yeah.
Like just let your wife or, you know, whoever, your gal, do the makeup the way she feels good. But then the other thing is that it is flattering, too, because he likes the natural you.
Right.
So that's... Mm-hmm. It's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah, I did a fair balance because I put makeup on, but I didn't do a lot.
But right. What about in real life?
I don't wear a lot of makeup.
Right. So he wanted you to look more like what you look like every day.
Yeah. I used to wear more, but now I don't.
Yeah. See, I think it's sweet, but it's also kind of like, you know, it's like let her wear what she wants to wear.
Right.
But then when I go out with the girls, I put on a little extra makeup, so it's, you know.
Right. Right. That's when those eyelashes get glued on, right?
That's when the natural look isn't working, right? No,
right.
I'm going to have that primer on.
Well, because we've talked about this before. Oftentimes, women don't dress for men. They dress for other women, right?
Because
right?
They're taking stock.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right. Thanks for calling, Casey.
Thank you.
Bye. We're going to put this topic on our Facebook page.
Blake and Eva.